At the John Classic Rock 92.9 KISM. Let's get that knucklehead winner here.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, knucklehead?
The biggest knuckleheads we came across this morning on the show. Start off with a parachutist.
Yeah, this guy on Saturday night jumped off the top of the Hyatt Centric Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and then landed in the Huizinga Park across the street. But as one of the witnesses put it, he landed much quicker than he expected. So he's lucky to be alive right now.
And then we got a mechanic who's lucky to have his job, if he still has it. I doubt it. After he wrecked a $3 million Ferrari. This guy works for a Ferrari dealership, and he took one of the customer's cars out after, I guess, he had worked on it. A bright red Ferrari, one of only 400 made of this kind, anyway. And he wound up taking it into a tree stump, which was enough to rip two of the wheels off this thing and just batter up.
One of only 399 made.
Yeah. So then they said the car may not be able to be repaired. But our 930 knucklehead winner today, the weekend at Bernie's guys from Ireland.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
So these guys bring a dead guy into the post office. And why do they do that? Because the dead guy's got some mail. He's got a check. He's got a pension check coming in. And these guys know it. And so they bring the dead guy in. They prop him up. They try to pass him off as being alive. And they take him to the counter of the post office. And they must have had sunglasses on him or something. I don't know. But when they got to the counter, whoever was working the counter said, "What are you? Get out of here with this." And they called the police on these guys, and that wasn't going to happen for them. And I hope they took the dead guy off to the burial ground somewhere. But they had this guy in line. It wasn't like they actually just walked right into the post office because of COVID restrictions. You had people wait in line to get into the building. They only do a couple at a time.
They got the dead guy's leg zip-tied to the other guy's leg and making him look like he's walking.
So they're standing in line with a bunch of other people with the dead guy before they even get in there. Our 930 Knucklehead winners, thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Oh, yeah, looking down the week a little bit. There's live music coming up Wednesday with Fidalgo Swing, Red House out there on Saturday night. Always something good to eat and drink. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.